Now, can you? And think of all the fun and joy that would be lost on Christmas morning if all the young folks didn't get to see that sparkling, happy tree.
If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be cooked with his own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Well...
Heading towards the back end of our Tuesday edition of the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauks filling in today. I'm here again tomorrow. Evan recovering from the flu bug or the cold, whatever he might have. Hope he has a nice, restful, enjoyable Christmas season and back in the chair very soon. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to speak with former Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall. And joining Brad Wall was Weyburn area farmer and country music musician Dan Sugnet. And we were also joined by Terry Harris-Strunk. Terry, I've known for years, worked in radio many years ago, worked politically for the Premier's office when Brad Wall was Premier, and has had a bit of a recording career herself. So the three of them have collaborated on the Greyburn Letters, and it's a fascinating piece of history, real events that happened in the Cypress Hills many years ago. And I had to ask Brad Wall, what inspired him to do this? Why tell this story with this song, the Greyburn Letters?
As you know, Brent, we moved to the Cypress Hills area some time ago, and I was vaguely aware of this story or his story, but became more aware of it here. We've got a good friend who ranches near a place that's known as Greyburn Gap. Just in that, he is just over the border in Alberta, but of course the West Block of Cypress is shared across the borders. And this is a story that happened on the Saskatchewan side near Fort Walsh in November of 1879. While on patrol, his name was Constable Marmaduke Greyburn. He was on patrol near Fort Walsh. It's a sort of routine duty, and he was shot in the back and subsequently died. A similar fate befell his horse. The whole matter remains an unsolved mystery. Mm-hmm. The Mounties did charge. They went across the Medicine Line and captured a person by the name of Starchild, who had been heard bragging about killing a Mountie near the fort. Brought him back. I think he was tried at Fort McLeod, but was not convicted. So it's an unsolved. Unsolved mystery. And you know, Brent, what's interesting is that notwithstanding all the tension that was around the fort in those years, you had obviously desperate, impoverished First Nations, many of them encamped right around the fort. You had prior to this event, though, you had whiskey traders and wolfers and the Cypress Hills Massacre that precipitated the Northwest Mounted Police stationing there and establishing a fort. But significantly, you had roughly 5,000 Sioux Nation in Sitting Bull just over in Wood Mountain. They had fled there after defeating the 7th Cavalry there at Little Bighorn. Mm-hmm. Lots of tension, and Constable Greyburn was the only Northwest Mountie to be killed in the line of duty. So I just had this idea to imagine letters between the young constable and his mom back home in Ontario, and then one from her, and then a sad subsequent letter from his commanding officer to Mrs. Greyburn, letting her know that her son had been killed, and send it off to Dan. Dan and I go, we exchange every now and then on songs that he's written, which are wonderful, also great stories, and sent it to him. He fixed it up, changed some of the lyrics, probably edited it a bit. Mine was a little long. I know that. Well, Terry knows this, but it's strange for me to go too long to filibuster, as it were, but I think Dan helped edit this thing and also built a better melody for it, and surprised me by saying he wanted to put it on his latest album, which was released last Friday. It's called Mostly True Stories, and there's some other great songs on that record, too, so that's the history of it. We have our history in Saskatchewan is replete with very compelling moments like this and personalities and events. And, I think we should take every chance we can to tell them. And I'm just so grateful to Dan for doing this. Terry, I reached out to Terry and asked if she could maybe sing the part of the letter from Mrs. Greyburn back to Duke, her son. And she just does an amazing job of it. And, So that's it. That's a bit of a summary of the history of the song, the Grayburn Letters, and the history itself.
Okay, well, let's take a little bit of a listen here. Now, you being an old radio guy, Brad, I was a little surprised. This song was 6.5 minutes, and I thought, you know, AM radio music stations would never touch us. So I'll give you a snippet or two here.
But hang on, Brent. Yep. You have to admit this, that songs like The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is a very long song, yes, are very important for those of us who did late night shifts when you needed a bit of a break. You had to go in and tear the news in the newsroom. Maybe you had to take another break.
Yeah,
you need long songs. You need Inagata De Vida. You need The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You need these. These are essential for the comfort of disc jockeys,
okay,
I'd say.
Well, let's take a listen. In this segment, you'll hear Dan Cugnet and you'll hear Terry Harris Strunk.
Dear Mother, don't worry, we're all well. The troubles subsiding, and not one of us fell. The old chief and major are still smoking the pipe, and the Sioux keep the peace at Wood Mountain tonight. It's civilized, Mother, here in these pines. The pony races and rugger and dances past the time, and none have fallen, Mother. We're all right as the rain. We won't need God's help here, Mother, but I'll take your prayers if it's all the same. 'Cause it's lonely in the dark out here at night out on the plains, and I don't know when I'll be getting home again. And I don't know when I'll be getting home again.
Dear Duke, your letter has brought me some heat, but I'll pray on by your pardon and petition you'll leave. My beloved Lord, take caution, and I bid you show good care, and they bring back to me wholehearty and fair.
The lovely sound of Terry Harris Strunk there, and Dan Cugnet reading the first two letters in this particular song that Brad Wall helped put together, the Grayburn Letters. I got to tell you, and Brad, I know you and I were texting in the summertime. We were down Cypress Hills for a holiday, and there's just something about that area. You can feel the history. It's almost haunting when you're around Fort Walsh down in the valley there, and then traveling through the hills. It really is a magical place, and it's great that you've been able to tell this story about the history there.
It is a magical place. I completely agree. And I think haunting is apt as well. There's parts, including right around Grayburn Gap there, right near Battle Creek, where the cairn and the obelisk, you can still see it marking his murder, is also a pretty haunting place. And we're lucky to have that part and so many other parts of the province. I know in the rest of Dan's record, he's got of mostly true stories. He's got Hallbright referenced in there. He's got, I think in that, there's a song called Five Busted Ribs, which is about a bit of a rodeo wreck, and I think that he's managed to work in the Weyburn Hospital in there. So we have many wonderful places and stories. Cypress is one of them in the province, and credit to folks like Dan who are telling those stories.
Dan, how did you feel about this project when Brad Wall first approached you?
You know, it immediately grabbed me. I'm drawn to the stories, I think, of the province and story songs kind of like that, and even the notion of letters, you know, which seems so foreign to us now. There's such a loneliness in that, I think, sending something, and then, you know, at that time waiting for days and weeks or months for a response. And, you know, the story was lonely. The notion of these, you know, Mounties at that time being out was so lonely. And to me, just the letters themselves just, I think, just represent like these lonely stretches in between. And we live in such an instantaneous world now that, you know, kind of putting yourself there, it just immediately grabbed me, you know. So the good ones kind of write themselves, you know. So like music and everything else, as Brad mentioned, just moving some stuff around, it didn't take a lot to kind of make it what it, you know, what it became. And then envisioning you know, those different parts, and then of course, you know, having Terry sing, I just couldn't imagine it any other way. So yeah, just a real treat for me to be a part of this. And I always think that the sum of the parts is always just kind of greater than the parts, and we're so fortunate to have Bart McKay, you know, who's a Saskatchewan producer and you know, incredibly accomplished with so many different artists over the years. He's the real magic man that kind of, you know, makes it all come together and have all those different parts and instruments. And, you know, that's when it really becomes whole. I always tell him all the time, well, you know, we'll get all this stuff and put it together and get it to him. And he really just kind of always takes, you know, with all due respect to Brad and myself, you know, like a lump of coal and turns it into a diamond. So hopefully everybody really enjoys it. And yeah, this is our history. And yeah, I think we always forget how much of it we have around us, you know, in these stories, whether it's, you know, something that happened just down the road, you know, 5 months before or 50 years before, 100 years before. It's all around us.
Absolutely. Brad Wall, Dan Cugnet. The song is called The Greyburn Letters. You can find it on Spotify. You Google it. Brent Laux with you, about to wrap up this edition of The Evan Bray Show on CKOM and CJME.
Feeling depressed?
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
I've had a really lousy Christmas. I just managed to kill my New Year's. If you come back on Easter, you can burn down my apartment.
Christmas is a very important thing to discover. Only you won't find it on a map.
Then where will I find it?
It's inside yourself.
That ain't the friggin' Christmas star, Grizz. It's a light on the sewage treatment plant.
Hearing that line right there, the uncle. I gotta watch Christmas Vacation. just to put a wrap on my conversation with former Premier Brad Wall, farmers, country singer Dan Cugnet, and Terry Harris Strunk. And Terry, I was saying earlier, worked years ago in radio with us. She worked in Brad Wall's office when he was Premier. And she's also a great singer. And she was part of the production of the Greyburn Letters written by Brad Wall and tied into the historically correct story of Constable Marmaduke Greyburn, Northwest Mounted Police officer who was murdered near Fort Walsh in Cypress Hills. And if you go down that way, we were down there this summer, there's a marker along one of the back roads where that occurred. But even the little cemetery that is right by the interpretive center when you first go to Fort Walsh. Fort Walsh is down in the valley, but there's a little cemetery there, and it's just one of those, you know, very special moments. You can go into the cemetery and you read some of the headstones and a bit of the story of some of the people who were laid to rest there. But Terry, I just wanted to ask you, you know, what was it like taking on this project and really singing the role of Constable Greyburn's mother?
Well, thanks, Brent. Actually, it wasn't hard to feel what she might have been feeling as a mother worried about, you know, your child. I just imagined her, myself in her shoes, you know, standing there looking out the window or sitting at a table, likely by candlelight back in the 1800s, and imagining what her son was going through and, you know, fearing, being afraid for him and missing him like crazy. So it wasn't hard for me to channel that, having been in a similar situation myself. So it took me a while to practice and get the vocal cords back in shape because it's been a long time since I was in the studio. But it was a wonderful opportunity. I loved it. Gave me a chance to catch up with Bart McKay because he and I, you know, were playing the country music scene at the same time. And I've always loved recording in the studio. So I got in there and closed my eyes and just put myself in Lady Greyburn's shoes and out came the track. And I think it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's great work. The Greyburn Letters, written by Brad Wall and sung by Dan Cugnutt. And also we heard Terry Harris Strunk in there as well. Check it out. You can find it on Spotify. Okay, I'm out of here. Evan Bray is not going to be here tomorrow. You're stuck with me for one more day as we head towards the Christmas break. We wish Evan speedy recovery. He's really been whacked by this bug that's going around. But I know he'll be back in the chair soon, doing the job that he does so well. Here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.